being named, her bhog moksha and other worldly desires to fulfill. Their name is Pratibimba Namabhar. Their sadha is Pratibimba Sadhavar. I was telling that all the root of all these things, evil, is Sarvabhram. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told that anarthas of four kinds. Sarvabhram, Sarvam Krishna, and among four, every four are divided into four. So now, Sarup Brahm. The root Brahm is Brahm of Krishna Sarup. If we don't realize the Krishna Sarup, then our sarup will be covered. So jiva sarup, Krishna sarup, bhakti sarup, maya sarup. Four sarup should be known. Krishna is himself, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, and he is sarva-shaktiman, absolute atomic symbol, sarva-karana-karana, Krishna. And he is Aradha of all. And he is always Jiva Sulbha Nitya Krishna-dāra. And this Krishna-dāra has been divided into four. Four or five. Sānta, Dhas, Sakta, Vāsalya, Madhur. In five. Amongst them, the highest is Madhur of Gopika. This is Sarup Jnana. Then Jiva Jnana. We are such as that and up to Madhur Rasa. There are Anuki, they are Sakti Parinam. From Sakti, they have been derived. Sam tathasya sakti, jiva sakti. So they have been kya patra ji? Conditional souls. But they are conditional souls from anadikal. Anadikal?
No.
But maya can go easily if we can do that. This is Parabrahm, Krishna, Jeev, Bhakti. Bhakti from Shraddha to Shraddha, Nitya, Bhuti, Asakti, Prem and Sarup. If Prem is existed, Krishna Sarup automatically comes and Jeev Sarup Brahm also goes up. Everything. And Maya Sarup, what we are saying, all are Maya. Our body and all these things are Maya. Maya is not a this Maya is the Shakti. This is the Chaya of Sarup Shakti. And by the wish of Krishna, she covers Jeev. And by wish, it directs to Krishna. When she directs to Krishna, it is Yogamaya. And then she covers the sarup of Jeev and gives so much heart, taas. Then it is called. But Mahamaya is not anything else but the same as Yogamaya. To make pure is the cause of Mahamaya. So both are one Kaya, another Chaya. Pratibimba namaha, Pratibimba swatha, Pratibimba rati, Pratibimba prem, all are not good. Because they are connected with Maya, Mayabad, Mayabad Advaitbad. Krishna, Rup, Gun, Lidadi Sakal, Mayabad is a Mithyat, Naswar Sakal. The name of Krishna, Rup, Gun, and Lila, Mayabadi does not accept. They don't accept all these things. They don't agree that Prem Shakti is Nitya. Nitya means eternal. So Bhakti is quite, Mayavadi is quite opposite to Bhakti. And since you will have to achieve Bhakti, you will have to give up Mayabad, Purna Rupni, completely. Mayabadis are aparadhi in Krishna. And those who are Mayabadi, they cannot say pure name. They cannot do Bhakti. Nam Bahira Sabu Nam Namina. They can take name. They can dance, they can be, but really that is not name. They know that name is not eternal. Why? Because Krishna has no son. Brahma has no face. Krishna is not pure tattva, Parama tattva. He is covered with Maya. He is practically covered so free, and when Brahma is covered with Maya, but very limping way, limping way, like a thing, then he is called Krishna, Ram, Nrisimha, Bhaman. So they are aparadhi. They think like this. They tell that by chanting name, Jnana will come and Krishna will be Parama Tattva. He is covered with Maya. He is practically covered so free, and when Brahma is covered with Maya, but very limping way, like a thing, then he is called Krishna, Ram, Nrisimha, Bhaman. So they are aparadhi. They think like this. They tell that by chanting name, Jnana will come and Krishna will be. In not that he will be like a Brahman in only Shakti.
Like an impersonal
life. Life. So the name is also not a Nitya. Mayabadi can give up the association of Mayabadi and they will be somewhat corrected and they will come in the association of any bona fide Vaishnava, then they can give up bhakti and mukti desire, and they can, at that time they can do sukha and they can have Brahmabhuta prasannatma nasutitam kaṁkati samaskarve jitesu mat bhaktyam lamate para. So if a Mayavadi comes in the association of Vaishnava and he then lamenting for this, that I have done so wrong thing, I have done aparadha, I should not do it. I don't want bhakti and mukti, and was always waiting and doing constantly name. Always living in the sadhu sangha, doing saman and kirtan. Then this patibimba abhas, nam abhas, and everything will go away. Otherwise not. Those who know that bhakti is not nectar, when we will realize Brahma, then bhakti will go away. And we will have some nectar. This is abhara. This is not it. If Mayavadi is doing namabhas and not doing any offense, only once he is doing name, by this name, namabhas, he will have saiji mukti. If he is doing no naparas. But only once that I want a mukti, then he can have this mukti, saiji mukti. Because namabhas is kalpataru. Kalpataru means?
Desire free.
If anyone wants that I want mukti, he can give me. But if he is aparadhi, he will not give. He should not do aparadhi to Bhagavat. Grantha, Bhagavat, Vaishnavas and Krishna. Nam has all potency. Whether he is Pratibimba, but yet he can give and fulfill the wish of any Mayavadi. Pratibimba. But if there is aparadha, they will not have the wish. So Mayavadi are two kinds. One having mukti, doing aparadha, and one doing no aparadha and wishing mukti.
How can there be a Mayavad not doing aparadha? Because they don't accept the form of Krishna, so automatically it's aparadha.
They are not doing so. Only they want mukti. They are telling that Krishna is eternal, name is eternal, and everything is. But I want mukti. Then mukti will come.
But they don't accept his form.
But they are not fully Mayavadi. So half Mayavadi is there.
By mukti?
Everyone who wants mukti are not Mayavadi.
Gurudev, by mukti do you mean they just simply want to become free from material suffering?
Yes.
They're not consciously thinking,
I want to
go in the Brahman effulgence, but they just want to get out of birth and death. They want freedom from suffering.
Forever. So bhakta should not be Mayavadi. They should not be saiji or any kind of mukti. Mukti will come automatically if we chant name and do bhakti. We'll have to cross all these things and then go to Praja or Vaikuntha. So any Vaishnava does not want mukti and they don't do namabhas. But they are bound to do chaya namabhas at first and then crossing these by the help of saman and kirtan of sukra association, they may collapse it. Other Vaishnava.
When Gurudev plants Nam in our heart at the time of Harinam, doesn't it require
you're talking about the so many abhasas, like guru, Vaishnava abhas, nama abhas, but isn't there a diksha abhas as well, where one cannot be receiving, because their gurudev is not on the highest platform, therefore the diksha that they're getting, the nam that they're getting in their heart will automatically be diksha abhas.
Like it is a seed. If the seed is of very good, powerful tree, then it will probably give very sweet and every kind, best kind of fruit. And if the tree is rotten and its bones are rotten, then it may be that seed will not
unto.
Like very still now. And after that, they will
try. I have a question about Prasadimba. Before, in other lectures, you were
trying to read more. That
you were saying at one time that if someone's taking a medicine and he doesn't know what the medicine is, it will work anyway. In the same way, if someone's taking Harinam, eventually
seed should be like so. That seed should be like that.
Medicine. Yeah. If you're taking
quality.
Good medicine, right? Good quality medicine.
Good quality.
Well, if somebody's taking it.
But yes, there is a thing. If the seed is so good, also, but you are point it on sand.
Stone,
sand. Or you say, selling it in water. It will not explode.
If some Mayavadi is taking Harinam with the desire for liberation, but Harinam is so strong.
But they are not associating it with Rasik Vaishnava.
But Harinam won't take that person to hear from Vaishnava.
It may be that in coming in Vaishnava association, he will be changed.
Gurudev is not bona fide, if they are aparadhi. And if they are not aparadhi, then he is chanting, but he is coming to Vaishnava. Then, by the permission, we can take Diksha or next Diksha. I think principally directly.